I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
An Erios production.
The Big Ones! Hi everyone and welcome to
The Big Ones.
Your daily big one.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Maria.
Oh, yeah. Who cares? You guys know. If you're just listening for the very first time and you've never heard The Big Ones before,
I'm just going to go ahead and say this is
not the episode for you. Just go to the Rishi and Samin episode that came out last Tuesday, because that's going to be a much better. We were on our best behavior then.
Yeah, we sure were. But Amanda, we need to tell them what today is.
Okay, so today is the final DBO for now.
Now, as you guys know, at the beginning of this month, we said we're going to be doing daily big ones Monday through Friday because we're all stuck in here. We're stuck in here together. Now, the powers that be seem to think that the world can continue on moving. And, you know, Amanda, what we said at the beginning of this is if you can go shop at the Gap, then the DBOs have to stop.
Because you don't need us. Because now everyone's able to go browse around their local Barnes & Noble.
So you just don't.
Our services are no longer needed. So like the movie, what movie am I thinking of? I was going to say Michael. Is that the one where John Travolta is the angel and then after his duty is done, he like has to go back up to heaven?
Yes.
Well, we're crossing over.
Yes, we are. We're crossing over. It's up to you to decide if we're going up or down, you know, back down to hell or back up to heaven. But look, if you guys can go to Sanrio, then you don't need us.
Go grab yourself a Mrs. Fields.
Yeah. Oh, a little mini Mrs. Fields. You know those, you can get the bucket of cookies.
Oh, yeah. Fresh and the Wetzel Bites.
Yeah. Yes.
And I also have to say, if I sound a little bit not as professional today, all of my technology has stopped working. So I'm just using my, this is another reason we cannot continue, because literally everything on my desktop has shut down and refuses to work. And this is a new computer, so I really don't know what's going on, but I will get that figured out.
That's God telling you that it's time to come back up to heaven.
And let's be honest, there just has been too much podcasting over the last month.
It's too much. And there's too much talking, and I've run out of things to say.
But I'll tell you what, I've enjoyed doing the Would You Rathers and meeting our listeners.
I have too. And this is not to say, you know, we won't be putting out bonus eps in the future.
Oh. And Maria, may I ask, what is our Patreon? Where are we on our Patreon?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Because I've really enjoyed the Would You Rathers. And I think maybe if we reach a different next tier in our Patreon, we should start adding a monthly Would You Rather with our listeners.
Yep. Okay, I think that would be in lieu of the second Patreon episode?
No, I think it would be in addition.
Okay, we're at about $1,300 a month. So I'm thinking once we get to $2,000.
Yeah, I think if we get to $2,000, we'll add a Would You Rather. So that's 3 bonus episodes a month.
Yeah. So get on it. We've got 488 patrons.
I mean, so anyone, if you're considering joining our Patreon, maybe now is the time.
You could do it for as little as a dollar. You could do it for as much as $1 million. Mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe someone that has that kind of cash.
Well, maybe someone who works in the hand sanitizer business, which is booming.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Purell. Mr. Purell was my father. I'm... Mrs. Pew.
All right, well, should we get to some riddles?
Yeah, let's get to some riddles.
And you're recording, right?
I don't know. Amanda, I wouldn't be so sure. I mean, I am. It says it, but I don't know. And also, you guys, a new Patreon episode is going to be coming out this weekend. So if you want more, then you should join our Patreon.
Yeah. Okay. I'm Google.
Oh, I should get a riddle too.
I'm Google searching riddles.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Riddles for adults.
Riddles for geniuses. Why are all the riddles, every one of these websites is like riddles for kids?
Because they think that only kids like to play mind games, and they're wrong. I mean, women love playing mind games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now my internet isn't working. See what is happening here?
It's too many people on Zoom. Okay, I've got some here.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. You throw away the outside and cook the inside. Then you eat the outside and throw away the inside. What did you eat? I know.
What?
Corn. You throw away the outside and eat the inside. And then you throw... Then you eat the outside and throw away the inside.
And I should know that because I've been watching the squirrels eating my corn on the cob.
Wow. And this is fascinating. So there's actually two solutions for this. An ear of corn, and then the bee is a chicken. Now, does that make sense to you? Oh, because you pluck it.
Hmm.
I don't know if the chicken really adds up.
And then it's bones.
Right.
Okay, these are... To solve this twisty math riddle, you just need one belt and one earth. Imagine you have a very long belt. Well, extremely long, really. In fact, it's just long enough that it can wrap snugly around the circumference of the entire planet. Naturally... You're very proud of your belt, but then your brother Peter shows up, and to your disgruntlement, he produces a belt that's just a bit longer than yours. He brags his belt is longer by exactly his height, 6 feet. If Peter were also to wrap his belt around the circumference of Earth, how far above the surface could he suspend the...
So this is math?
Could he suspend the belt if he pulled it tautly and uniformly? Okay, but and here's the hint. Earth's circumference is 25,000 miles or 130 feet.
This is either a trick question or impossible to answer.
This is a math. This is math. And it's the answer has like pi in it. So I can't.
Oh, please get out of the math zone. Okay, here's right. One. Give me food and I will live. Give me water and I will die. What am I? Give me water and I will die.
And I will live.
Fire, a flame. What else does water?
Oh yeah, food. Yeah, fire. You're right.
Fire. Give me food and I will live. Give me water and I will die. You think it's fire?
Yeah.
What food do you give fire, though?
You fuel a fire. You feed it.
It is fire.
You knew it. What has a head, a tail, is brown, and has no legs?
A head?
A coin.
A what?
A head, a tail, is brown, and has no legs. A penny.
A penny.
Yeah, it's easy. David's father has three sons, Snap, Crackle, and
Pop.
No. Nope.
Wait, we're supposed to figure out the name of the third son? What is this?
David's father has three sons, Snap, Crackle,
David. Okay, I run over fields and woods all day. Under the bed at night, I sit not alone. My tongue hangs out up and to the rear, awaiting to be filled in the morning. What am I?
Shoe. Difficult riddles for smart kids.
Is that the riddle?
Okay, let's see. These are top 10 riddles of all time. What disappears the moment you say its name?
What disappears the moment you say its name? Wait, I think this sounds familiar. I think I know this one. What disappears
the moment you say its name?
Silence.
Yes. I knew you'd get it.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
Oh, did someone send in a riddle?
Someone sent in a riddle.
Yes.
Our good friend Maddie Cripe. Here's a riddle that's meant to be said out loud. There are 40 wolves and 30 sheep. How many didn't?
What? Again?
There are 40 wolves and 38 sheep. How many didn't? And she said this is meant to be said out loud. There are 40 wolves and 30 sheep.
30 or 38?
Oh, sorry. 38.
Oh, 38 sheep.
There are 40 wolves and 38 sheep. How many didn't? 10.
10.
Very good. Very good.
That's a good one.
She didn't put the answer, so it was just kind of like her saying, I hope you guys get it.
She believed in us. You use a knife to slice my head and weep beside me when I am dead.
An onion.
I think so. I'm the part of the bird that's not in the sky. I can swim in the ocean and yet remain dry. Shadow.
Oh, do you think? That's good. I think that is.
A shadow.
In a lake, there is a patch of lily pads. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long would it take for the patch to cover half the lake? If it takes the 48 days for the entire... Oh, I don't know. This is all doubling in size and stuff.
Is this a math one?
Okay. Let me do this one. Can you think of a word associated with all three of these words? Cottage, Swiss, cake.
Cheese.
Hold on.
It's like that one was written for me.
It's not giving me the answer.
It's cheese. You don't need the answer. I went into the woods and got it. I sat down to seek it. I brought it home with me because I couldn't find it. What is it?
What? Say it again.
I went into the woods and got it. I sat down to seek it. I brought it home with me because I couldn't find it. What is it?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I went into the woods and got it. I sat down to seek it. I brought it home with me because I couldn't find it. What is it?
Who?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Now it's at the window and he scared me.
Sorry. Oh no.
Oh, bye, Annie. I looked over there, my windows cracked open, and there was just a human hand in my office. Are you on appointment? Yeah. Sorry. It's okay. Love you. Bye. That was so scary. There was just a man's hand coming in through the window.
Imagine if it wasn't Matt, it was just someone trying to get you, like kidnap you with its hand.
I mean, I don't know why that really scared me. Because I was in the woods in this riddle trying to figure it out. Okay. Well,
what is it?
Okay, let's see. The answer is a splinter.
That's stupid. And no one talks like that.
I sat down to seek it. That doesn't even make sense. That was so stupid.
Oh, because you sat down to like get it out of your hand.
I know, but that's like what?
A bat? No. No.
Here's one. At night they come without being fetched, and by day they are lost without being stolen. What are they?
What is it?
At night they come without being fetched, and by day they are lost without being stolen. What are they? Dreams?
I think so.
Stars. Stars, and then dreams was the alternate answer.
Oh, just in case someone didn't want to accept it.
Yeah.
If you have me, you want to share me. Oh, we've done that.
A secret.
That's right. If I'm holding a bee, what do I have in my eye?
If I am holding a bee,
what do I have in my eye?
If I am holding a bee, what do I have in my eye? I am holding a bee. What do I have in my eye?
This is really stupid. I'm going to tell you the explanation.
What?
This riddle is a play on the proverb, "Beauty is in the eye of the beholder."
What?
In this case, you are the beholder, thus beauty is in your eye.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not okay. Turn me on my side and I am everything. Cut me in half and I am nothing. What am I?
Turn me on my side and I am everything.
Everything. Cut me in half and I am nothing.
Everything. You know the answer?
Yes.
What is it?
On its side, the number 8 looks like an infinity symbol. Cut it in half. The number 8 becomes 2 zeros.
Okay. It is said among my people that some things are improved by death. Tell me, what stinks while living, but in death smells good?
In death,
a fart?
Good. Why would that be good smelling?
Well, a fart, while it's alive, stinks. And in death, I guess it doesn't smell good. In what death, stinks? Smells good.
In death, smells good. I don't know. What?
A pig.
What? Honestly, riddles are kind of like gross.
Riddles don't make, these are bad riddles.
Yeah, I think we'd have to buy like a book on riddles to really get the, you know, they're not going to give the good riddles up for free.
That's so true. Yeah, well, next time there's an epidemic and we do these, we'll get a book.
You're in a dark room with a candle, a wood stove, and a gas lamp. You only have one match. So what do you light first?
You're in a room with what?
A candle, a wood stove, and a gas lamp. You only have one match. So what do you light first?
The match.
Oh, you dirty rat.
Was that right?
I think so, but yeah, the match. Yeah.
It's kind of like you just need to know how to think about riddles and then you can guess them. It's the same thing as there's a technique to escape rooms. You just have to train your brain, or crosswords. There's a technique to crosswords. Riddles are the exact same thing. You just have to train yourself to think about them a certain way.
Yeah, because they're trying to trick you.
They are trying to trick you.
They're tricks. All riddles are mind tricks. And it's sick. It's gross and it's not right.
The riddle industry is really disgusting.
All right, guys. Well, here's the thing. We got to go now because we got to go record a Patreon episode. And if you think this
Yeah, but this has been energy, nice.
Wait till you hear that.
No, we want people to subscribe.
This has been so much fun. It's been so nice getting to know everybody during this this month of DBOs.
Yeah, I agree. It's been a delight. And who knows, maybe we'll toss you a freebie every once in a while.
Yeah.
But do consider joining the Patreon if you have the cash. We know it's a tough time for everyone. But most importantly, stay safe as the economy's starting to open again. You know, these are when we're going to really be faced with our own daily big ones, you know, about...
That's right.
Are we going to go... to P.F. Chang's. I've been craving like going to Benihana's with a group.
Oh my God. I have too.
We have to do that.
About this. I literally was talking to Melissa and Allie. I was like, there's nothing I want more than to go to Benihana right now.
Because you want a stranger to literally put food in your mouth because it's so illicit. Yeah. Like we're not supposed to have someone tossing shrimp into our mouth.
Yeah.
And a communal stove.
I want to eat at a communal stove with a man flinging shrimp into my gullet.
When do you think we're going to be able to go to Benihana's? Because we should plan a big group outing.
Yeah. This is what I know. I know that when they say it's okay to go to Benihana, that we're going to be okay.
Okay. Yeah. So you're not going to like put a buffer in where it's like when Trump says you can go to Benihana.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna take him at his word. You're not gonna be like, okay, I'll go in 3 months.
I'll go 3 months after they say it's okay to go to Benihana.
Okay.
But also be careful now, you guys, because with everything reopening, it's easy to get, you know, to think like, oh, it's over. Let's just go back to normal. Let's wait 3 weeks to see if things start being ignited again, you know?
I think that's a really good idea. I do. And as much as I want to go to Benihana immediately, it's like, why not at least wait 2 weeks, you know, just to see.
Yeah, just to see. Because you don't, you know, there's no point getting shrimp flung at your throat if you've got a sore throat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean, Amanda? And you know oh my God, their salad is so good. The Benihana salad.
It is. I don't really have a memory of it.
You get it for free with your meal. It's so good. The dressing. Oh my God.
I just want guys, that shrimp. I want that onion tower.
Yeah, the onion volcano.
Yeah.
I want flying shrimp, onion volcanoes, green tea ice cream.
Oh, amazing. I also, Matt and I were just saying how badly we want to go to like a steakhouse dinner.
Your Houston's. I wonder, you got to get back to your Houston's.
Yeah.
I've never seen you happier than right after a Houston's run.
Oh, but not too far after, because then talk about a Houston's run.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening to
The Big Ones.
Your day one. Big One.
The Big Ones.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.